So you have in front of you, it's interesting, it's not really based on the parasha. I saw that the Rebbe talked a little bit about it, and that's understanding what does it mean to have bitachon. Real bitachon, especially when things are difficult, and the importance of optimism in that time period. So you have, we're just going to run through it. It might be quick today, just avoid this. Also, it's good to know these Yisaidis. You have in front of you is a very famous piece from the Chazon Ish. This is the Chazon Ish and Rebbe Tachon. This is going to be the scarier one, and then we'll get much... Unlike all the thing in the news, it'll get good at the end. The Chazon Ish and Rebbe Tachon in Perek Beis is a very famous Chazon Ish, and he says like this: Tous neishenes nizarcha belev rabim b'musik bitachon. Many people make a mistake in the concept of bitachon. Bitachon means have faith. He says many people make the following mistake: Shem bitachon amishamish lamida mehulala v'ikaris v'chasidim. This great mida of bitachon that all the Hasidim talk about. He doesn't mean Hasidim. He means like righteous people talk about bitachon, having faith, have trust, have faith. Nistoiva b'musik choyv lahamin. It became a concept that you must believe b'chol mikra shepoigeh she'odam, that no matter what situation you're in, v'amidasei likras osid bilti mukhra u'shnei drachim ba'osid. This is what bitachon became, according to the Chazon Ish. That you have two paths in front of you. One, it'll be okay, and one, it won't be okay. He says, Achas l'toiva v'lo shnia, that you have one path which is you'll be all right, and one path is you won't be all right. People assume that bitachon means betach yetoiv. You have to believe it's going to be okay. And if you don't believe it's going to be okay, if you're pessimistic, that's a lack of bitachon, because God will take care. That concept of God will take care, says the Chazon Ish, that's a tremendous mistake. And it gets better. But that's a very famous concept of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said this concept of don't worry, God will take care of you. Not that God will take care, of course he's taking care, but it'll be good. Who said? He says that's not bitachon. And if you believe that maybe it won't end up good, maybe if someone's sick, maybe they won't, you know, whatever. All these things. People will tell you that that's not bitachon. Have bitachon. Chazon Ish says, I believe that's a mistake. He says, Ein hayrazu bitachon chen. It's not correct. Because he says, Shekol shalei nizbar b'nevua goyra la'osid. Ein osid mukhra. How do you know it's going to be? You don't have a navi? You have no idea. So let's say you can't find a job. So you have a job interview. Bitachon, you'll get the job. Who said? Says the Chazon Ish, maybe not. Chazon Ish, that's not bitachon. You have no idea what Hashem is going to do. What is bitachon, says the Chazon Ish, in his mind? To believe that whatever Hashem does for you is for your good. Meaning, it may not be the outcome you want. But don't worry, God's doing it.
That you think you want.
Correct. Meaning, so according to the Chazon Ish, bitachon doesn't mean that you'll get the job. Maybe you won't get the job. But not getting the job is the best thing for you. That's what Chazon Ish says. And maybe that date won't work out. And you don't have to believe that you're going to get married to that girl. That's not bitachon. That he says that's foolishness. What's bitachon? Bitachon is believing that whatever's happening to you, Hashem is the one doing it, and he obviously has a plan. Whether you appreciate the goodness of that plan, mechatesi. Who says? That's what Chazon Ish says. There's no such thing as coincidence. And everything that will happen, it is decreed by God to do so. That's the famous Chazon Ish. So according to Chazon Ish, that doesn't mean everything's going to be okay. Then there's no inyan necessarily to be optimistic. Why should I be optimistic? I'll be realistic. I'll tell you all the facts of viruses and all these things. According to the Chazon Ish, bitachon doesn't mean it's going to be good for you. It just means that whatever happens is part of Hashem's plan.
It's a little bit more towards the side, like kol David rachman l'tava. It's like as
much. It is, but it's a little different. We're going to see. It's a little different. It's actually much more pessimistic. I don't mean Chazon Ish in a negative way. It's much more of a pessimistic which is that whatever Hashem, whatever is happening, is kol mada ovid rachmana ovid. Not obviously it's latav, but you may not see the tav. You may not see the good. That's the famous teaching of the Chazon Ish. And I did not call the shir tonight. And by the way, the reason why I didn't call so early is because there was a meeting and I wasn't sure. So I didn't have any head for it, but it's kedai. That's not why I called the shir. It's not for the Chazon Ish. The truth is, there's a second view. This Chazon Ish that he says is a big toes. There were big tzaddikim who endorsed this toast. And that is that there is a concept of emunah and bitachon to believe that it's going to be good. It will work out at the end. And that itself is not foolish optimism. That's a deep, deep avoida. Look at number two. We did it in Daf Yoimi and Daf Samach in Brachas. The Gemara says that the Mishnah says that if you're walking in the city and you hear a scream, you hear Hatzalah going, don't daven for the Hatzalah not to go to your house because they know where they're going. It's wasted tefillah. You should just daven that wherever they're going, they should heal the person. But says the Gemara, Maisa Behil Hazokin. The Gemara never explains this story, but it says, Hillel Hazokin was once walking, Shama Kol Tzucha Be'ir, he hears a scream in the city, he hears Hatzalah, Omar, and he said, Muftach Ani She'ein Zebetech Be'isi, I know they're not going to my house. I know it. I have bitachen, they are not going to my house. I believe that it is good.
Hillel Hazokin is Hillel, right?
Correct. Oh. The Hillel.
Right.
That's what he said. I believe it will be good. I am optimistic it's going to be good. So look over here. A lot of Sfarim speak this out, but I found this. There's a sefer I have called Biurei Chassidus L'Shas, which is they took all Chassidus and put it on Shas. So they write over here. This is from the sefer Mishmeres Itmar. He says, Hillel Hazokin chinuch v'limedes b'nei beisach. Hillel Hazokin is teaching us a very important message. Loy litzayk, don't cry. V'loy l'soinen, don't complain. L'kabal kol ba'ava, just have optimism. Believe, just everything is going to be good. That you have the sheets over there. That although the Chazon Ish held that bitachon doesn't mean it's going to be okay, right? Just to get you back into it, we started with quoting the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish said there's a big mistake in bitachon, that people think bitachon means everything's going to be okay. He says that's not true. You don't know what's going to be. You have to believe that whatever happens, it may not be the outcome you want, but Hashem is doing it. So there's a plan. But you're believing in that your outcome will come, who says that's bitachon? You don't have to be optimistic like that. That's what Chazon Ish says. But there's Gemara. The Gemara says that when Hillel Hazokin was once walking and he heard Hatzalah, he says, I believe it's not in my house. So says the Sefer Mishmeres Itmar, Hillel Hazokin number two, Chinuch v'limenes b'nei beisach, Hillel Hazokin is teaching us a lesson. Loy litzik, don't cry when it gets difficult. V'lo yosainu, don't complain. Kabbalah kol ba'ava, just have optimism. K'may she'amru gam zu l'toiva, this is good. V'chom adav rachmanu l'tav ovid. V'al yidei zeh, and by believing that this is good, nimtokim akvuris. Itaka removes the negativity, v'nasem ehem chasodim, and it turns negativity into positivity. V'zemrum is b'posik, v'samachte b'chol ha'toiv. Ha'shenosu shomel kechol b'isecha. She'gav anshi b'isecha yimuchunachim b'oifin zeh. And this is important, says the Mishmer Sitmar, that your family should be accustomed to saying this, Muftach ani she'ein zebetech beisi. Believe that this is not coming from my house. The Hatzalah is not going to my house. And by saying that alone, it taka fixes things. It's a new type of bitachon, and that's optimism. The importance of just believing it's going to be okay. Not that there's a plan, and it's going to be good. I will not get sick. The Jewish people will be okay. That itself is an avoida. If you look at number three, it's a very famous teaching of the Bava Tzur Rebbe. This is in one of his Igros Kodesh. Someone sent him a letter of how everything is difficult in his life. So the Rebbe said, "Hu'al derech ha'piskam," you have to remember the statement, the slogan, "Shenish makam apam minesini Chabad," that was said many times by the Chabad Rebbes, going back to the Tzemach Tzedek, "Trach gut ven zayin gut," which is "Tach shiv toiv v'yiyah toiv." If you believe it's good, it will be good. Meaning, not like the Chazon Ish. That there's a level of bitachon that is believing, not just that whatever Hashem is doing, He has a plan for, and overall it's my good. It will be the good that you want it to be. Upshita dikshemavim zebedibra shel simcha. And therefore, says the Rebbe, if you not just think about it, but if you actually speak about simcha, ubemaisa shel simcha, and if you actually act in a simchatic way, and especially for someone who is able to be mashpia and others, the importance of just being optimistic. Part of the reason why I wanted to give this shiur tonight is because it's very apropos of what's going on in the world, but even for myself, the importance of just being optimistic. It's going to be okay. Klal Yisrael will be okay. The Rebbe, there's a very famous maisa, I mentioned it a couple weeks ago. I say it's famous. I heard this maisa that what's his name? Rabbi Shochet in Toronto. It was a whole maisa that when his mother, they were very poor when he was younger. And I mentioned it a couple of mishmas ago. I'll just tell you very quickly for anyone that wasn't here, that Rabbi Shochet, when he was younger, This is before the Rebbe took over. This is the year 1951, before 1950 to 1951, so the year he, in between the Friedrich Rebbe's passing and the Rebbe taking over. So Reb Shochet's mother couldn't afford, they didn't have laundry machines or washing machines or any of this stuff. So what she would do is she would boil a big pot of water, and they would put the dirty clothes in the boiling water. And she left it on the floor, and Nebuchadnezzar, her baby, fell in. And she was scalded. And obviously they went to the hospital, and the baby was on a respirator. And the third day, the doctor said, this is a very important day based on whether the kidneys work. They're going to see if she can go to the bathroom. And they called the Rebbe, and the Rebbe said, make a Kiddush. He said, make a Kiddush this Shabbos. And they said, that like, her life's on the line. I don't know if I can make a Kiddush. He said, make a Kiddush, and be b'simcha, and invite everybody, and be b'simcha, and it'll be okay. And she said that they did it. There are sheets over there. And she said that they did it. And she said it was the strangest Shabbos they ever had, because they were like crying as everyone's like, she said there were Chabadniks who were jumping on the tables drunk, because, you know, it was a Kiddush. They didn't know what was going on. They probably didn't even know. The Bachrim just came to the shul. They didn't know what the Kiddush was about. The family didn't even know what the Kiddush was about. And Lamaisa, everything worked out. What the Rebbe was trying to do is internalize this concept of Tachshor Toiv V'yeh Toiv. Believe it's good and it will be good. So you have two opposite views. You have the Chazon Ish, who says that there's no inyan, bitachon doesn't mean optimism. You don't have to believe it's going to be okay. You don't have to believe that you're going to get the job. Who said you're going to get the job? There's no Navi. You just have to believe it. If you don't get the job, that's also for the good. But the Rebbe is saying, no. You believe you get the job. You're going to believe that you're going to be okay, that the Jewish people will not be affected by this any worse than they have, and you have to believe that Mashiach is going to come, and believe in it. And that itself makes it good. So that's a very famous slogan. You could even get them on bracelets, Chachkov and Zayngud. I just want to spend the next 5 or 10 minutes, keep it short today, just explaining, push it, how that works. What does Chachkov and Zayngud mean on a deeper level? So this piece is from a Maimer of the Baal Tanya in Vayikra. So I cut snippets from it, but let's run through it together. This is from the Biurei HaChassidus of the Mamorim. The Baal Tanya in Parshas Vayikra is describing, what exactly does Berachas Kriya Shema do? What exactly does it accomplish in the neshama? What does Berachas Kriya Shema accomplish? So he says like this, Bebir HaNefesh HaBahamas. We know that we're all born with a Yetzirah. We call it the Nefesh HaBahamas. Chabad calls it the Nefesh HaBahamas. You want to call it a Yetzirah. It's the inclination, the soul that's animalistic, that leads you to sin, that leads you to just want to eat and sleep and gluttonous, and all the negative traits come from this Nefesh HaBahamas. So says the Baal Tanya, the job of the Jew, we know, is to uplift that. Right? The job of a Jew is not to, you don't have to perfect the Nefesh HaLikus. The Yetzer Tov is already great. The avoda of life is to overcome the Yetzer Hara and to uplift it. So he says, Yishnei Shalom. There's two objectives when it comes to the Yetzer Hara in life. And this is called in Kabbalah and in Chassidus, Iskafya, which is to force, and it's hapira, which is to change. You know, it's like iskafia. I'm not going to do this because there was a certain movie that when I was younger. I don't know why I keep doing this, and then it goes out, and then I get people talk to me about it. But I talk too much. But Lamaisa, I remember when I was younger. I wasn't even bar mitzvah yet. So this is in my previous Gilgal. I remember everyone thought that the Matrix was like this geinus, was mamish like a taisvus, and then he turned out, oh wait, it was all about Yashka. Oh, I'm shocked that a movie wasn't based on a Rajva. Anyway, but I remember everyone was so blown away that at the end, right, that he fights, right, there's fighting Yitzhara, and then there's a certain avoid at the end where you don't even fight, you just destroy it. Oh, Iskafia and Ishapchir. I remember there was a guy in Hashivani who was like into Kabbalah, and he mamish was like reading Kabbalistic, and it's all numbers, whatever. So, Lamaisa, what does it mean? It means there's two avoidas to the Yetzirah. You could fight the Yetzirah. You could fight it and hold it down, meaning so that you just stop listening to it anymore. That's the simple avoida. But then there's a much bigger inyan, and that's like the hardest element of life, which is Hisapcha, which is change it. Make the Yetzihara no longer a Yetzihara. Like, make it work for you. Instead of be animalistic to run away from shul, be animalistic to run towards shul. Meaning, instead, make your instincts, instead of the instincts going away from God, flip the instincts to go towards God. I saw this, that this is, the Baal HaTanya writes that this is the whole Indian of Malachim. Malachim are like, he says, like dogs. Not in a bad way, they're just all instinct. So in Shemayim, there's just God, so they're just running. And then when they come down here, they all constantly, throughout Shah, throughout Tanakh, they all come down here, they become, almost like, right? That's the famous teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, is why, the Arizal actually taught this, that why is it that Hashem had to take us out of Mitzrayim? We're coming up on Pesach. There will be a Pesach this year. But what's the whole Indian of that it had to be Hashem? Because the Arizal said, because if a Malach got sent down, the Malach would have become Oved Avodah Zarah too. Right? Because he says they're all instinct. So it's just a matter of what environment they're in. The Avodah of a Jew, there's two Avodahs. Yeshnei Shalavim, there's two objectives. Hanikra and B'Shem Eskafya, there's forcing the Yitzhahara to be quiet. And then there's Ishabcha, which is a much bigger Avodah, which is to go into the Yitzhahara and turn it into a Yitzhatayv. Iskafya Maloshin Kfiya. Iskafya means just force it. Mashma Kisha Adam Shailit on Nasha Bahamas. I'm stronger than you. I hold my Yetzirah down and I don't listen to it anymore. I don't have to listen to you anymore. I you're not strong enough. That's the avoid of most people. But says the Baal HaTanya, Ishabcha Maloshin Hapicha. Ishabcha is a much bigger avoid. He madrega nalis yaiser. It's a much higher avoda she'adam mahapich es nefesh Bahamas, which is to change the yetzahara to become a yetzatayv. He says she'timuras acheshek, and instead of having a desire lehisanig, instead of having a desire to eat non-kosher things, you now have a desire to eat kosher things. Instead of having a desire to see inappropriate things, you make the yetzahara have a desire to see appropriate things. I'll be honest with you. I was at a meeting just now at 5:30. There was a meeting in Young Israel with all the rabbanim of the neighborhood, most of the rabbanim.
What did they come up with?
Nothing, not much. No kiddushes, but the shuls are gonna stay open. But I remember there was one. I know they closed it, but it's a different avodah here, I guess. But anyway, the point is there was one rabbi there that he was speaking. He was in more modern Orthodox kehila, and I was saying this, that he was saying that. His Baal Batim expect him to get the shul closed, meaning that he has like an objective. That he wants to close the shul. And then you have other Rabbanim, which is the exact opposite. That their kehila, if you were to tell them that they can't go to Parshas Parah, they would say, how do I wake up in the morning? And it's two opposite inclinations. The avoid of a Jew, and I'm not Chas V'Shalom bashing those people, they're nervous, I get it. But the avoid of a Jew is that even if you can't go to shul, you should want to go to shul. That's the avodah. The avodah of hishabcha is that you have desires, that your desires is now kulay toiv. So he says like this. How do you do that? I understand forcing the Yetzirah to be quiet. That's easy. Fear, love, whatever you want to do, you got to go chassidish, you're better than this, you want to go litvish, you're going to burn, whatever it is. Fine, avodah, we all know this. This is every single shir from every single rabbi in the history of the world is kafya. How to force it. But how do you uplift the Yetzirah? How do you make the Yetzirah better than that? So it says the Baal HaTanya like this. What are the Birchas Kriyashma? The Baal HaTanya says the avoid of Birchas Kriyashma is to change the Yetzirah. That's what Birchas Kriyashma does, if you know what you're doing. He says, how so? What is Birchas Kriyashma about? He says, it's all about angels, right? It's Kaddish, 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 right? Right? They're looking at each other and they're saying, oh my gosh, Kaddish, 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 Baruch Kavoid Hashem Im Kaimai. The entire first bracha is about Malachim. He says that's the key. How is that the key? How is that the key? How is that the key? So he says like this, Hisbainunis ba'avoidus ha-Malachim. By focusing on the Malachim, by focusing on what the Malachim do, it gives you the ability to flip your Yetzahara to a Yetzatayv. How so? He says, Kishrasha, this is Kabbalistic, we have to accept this. He says, Kishrasha shall nefesh Bahamas. Where does the Yetzahara come from? Where does it come? Obviously it comes from Hashem, but which prism does it come through? So he says, the source of your nefesh Bahama is from Malachim. It goes through Malachim. He says, Chayes HaKadosh in Merkavah Yayin, when Yechezkel came and he saw angels, your Nesham has come through the angels. Meaning your source, whatever this means, it means your Yetzer Toiv comes from Hashem. But your Yetzer Hara comes from Hashem, but it goes through Malachim. That's what he says. Again, this is just, you have to accept this. This is the type of thing we have Akashi speak to Yossi. This I can tell you. I can tell you why. But that's Lamaisa. It's from Malachim. Meaning your source of Yetzer Hara is Malachim. So he says what? Therefore what? V'nimtza she'ina nefesh b'hamas davara. The way to change the Yetzer Hara, the way to change negativity is to reveal the truth, which is that it's not really so bad at its source. If you could somehow find negativity, but trace it back and realize the truth, which is at some point it comes from Hashem. Meaning, the avoda of the first brach of Kriya Shema is realizing the truth. You want to make your Yetzer Hara no longer negative? Then trace it back. At some point, Hashem is everything, yeah? You don't have to be a big mekubal. Kulei toiv. He's echad, poshid, mufshit. Hashem is everything. And at some point, from that kulei toiv, became negativity. You know what that means? That means the negativity is just a cloak. It's just external. But at some point, if you could follow that chain all the way up, you'll see that it's kulei toiv. And once you realize that it's kulei toiv, then the negativity goes away. Negativity, the Yetzer Hara, evil, ra, klipa, whatever you want to call it, it exists based on the illusion that no one ever shines a light on what it is. There is no negativity. It doesn't exist. It's latched on, but it doesn't have an actual source, because the source is kulei toiv. But for somehow, between us and God, something happened, and it turned negative. So the avoida is that if you could somehow trace it back to its source, then all of a sudden you'll find, you'll be like, there was no Yetzer Hara. It never existed. So says the Baal HaTanya, the way to uplift the Yetzer Hara is go back to its source. What's its source? Malachim. Malachim are good. Malachim are great. They're saying Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. The avoida of the first brach of Kriya Shema is this hapcha, which is to uplift the Yetzer Hara, to realize it doesn't really exist. It exists down here, but it doesn't have a source in reality. It's just external things that are latching on, because what's the source of the Yetzer Hara? Malachim. Well, what are the Malachim all about? Boyfanim v'chayis ha-kodesh. They're holy angels. Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. They're just praising Hashem all day. You're like, that's pretty good. That means that the Ra is fake. It's not at its source. It's latching on in between. And when a Jew is able to realize that and to verbalize that, it shines a light and you realize that it was an illusion. It was like famous Rabbi Nachman in Likutei Sichas, that he writes in Sichas Aran, that he says the Yetzer Hara is just a guy he's like, look what I have in my hands. And when you open it up, he's got nothing. He's an illusion. So he says, Ki Shirash, he names the three lines on the bottom, on the right side, Ein Nefesh B'Hamas Dover Rabbe Etzem Mehusay. The Yetzer Hara is not bad at its source. At its source, it's great. Shari B'Shirash Hi Malach Elyon. Its source is angels. The negativity is between the world of angels and the world of us. Something happened. The avoda of a Jew is if you're able to go back to its source and reveal that it's kulei toiv, then attack goes away. It actually works. See, he says, Meshichos l'tanugim gashmiim. The fact that the Yetzer Hara just wants to serve, you know, its base elements. His hirak toitzami kashi nimtzis ba'olam hazeh. It's because it's instinctual. It's like an angel. It's instinctual. But at its source, of course it wants to serve Hashem. It's just it gets put down in the shmutz. So okay, it got caught up in it. But if you go back and you realize it's a good boy. It was a good kid the whole time. It was never really bad. That itself is mamtik v'dinim. If you go to the left side. So that's, by the way, I didn't get into it now because it's not really the avoda for now. But he says that's the avoda of the first brach of Kriya Shema. When you're saying that bracha, you're supposed to be thinking about is realizing the Yetzer Hara is not bad. Of course, the Yetzer Hara is great at its source. And once you realize that, that means that it's not real. It's sheker. It's fake. It's an illusion. And once you realize it's an illusion, then it goes away. That's how you remove dinim. So he says, Inin hapichas ruach hanefesh b'hamas l'kedusha. The way to uplift the Yetzer Hara, the way to uplift all negativity, ayidei shrosh, is to go back to its source. Hu gam toichen habitoi, and this is what it means in Sifrei Kabbalah, says the Baal Tanya, Ein hadinin imtaken el b'shroshon. The avoida, the way to remove negativity, is like the Baal Vacher Rebbe used to say, which is trachgut ven zaygut. The reason why that works, and it's not just a hippie, you know, the secret, make you feel better, it actually works, is because the truth is everything that comes down to this world, including the coronavirus and including everything, has its source from Hashem, which means at some point it was good. And I don't know what happened. I don't know what's going on up there. But from there to down here, it turns into a virus. But at its source, it's Kulei Taiv, because it has to be Kulei Taiv, because Hashem is Kulei Taiv. And if Hashem is the source of everything, that means at some point it was Kulei Taiv. How it came down here in this mutation, I have no idea. But the Avodah is, therefore, if you're able to actually say, it is good, and there's good there. Not that it's good because it makes us united. I'm not talking about that. That's a reaction of it. It is good be'etzem. In its pnimius, it's good. If a Jew is able to internalize and say, this is good, my situation is good, deep down it's good, I in its source, all the negativity is external, that itself shines a light on the negativity, you realize it doesn't have any existence, and it falls away. He says, if you want to remove all the negative angels of your life, shall meet this adin, Nikr b'sefer HaKabbalah, the way to do that is called Hamtoka Sagvuris, which is to sweeten the judgment. The best way to do this is the Baal Tanya, which is go back to its source. Trace it back to its source, because at some point you'll realize the beginning of the string is Kulay Taiv. And all the negativity is just in the middle. And if you could go back to its source, you realize you'll be able to shake it off. So he says, "V'alatani musaf zeshayech gam lebittel inyan and bilti ritzuyim shba'olam." This is not just the way to uplift the Yetzirah. This is the way to remove all negativity in the world, all negativity, all ra, all sheker, all scary things in the world, all tsaris in Klal Yisrael. The way to remove it is also by going back to its source. Is lefisha kolef sharis lemitzius hu rak mitzad dinim. At its source, everything in the world is good. It is good at its source, because it all comes from Hashem. And it's a transitive property. If Hashem is good, and Hashem is only capable of making good, and this is something He made, then it must be good. That's a transitive property. And therefore, the Avodah is, it's good at its source. It's killing people? I have no idea. That's external. But at its source, it's good. And therefore, the Avodah of a Jew is to try to just get to that source, to try to find, and that's why the Kedushas Levi was such an optimist. He was always trying to like, melamed tzchus. Because the Avodah is, if you can find that good in it, then the ra falls away. All the negativity is all the tzimtzum, all the constricting, all the removement of God. That covers up the light. Because the more you remove Hashem, the more room there is for negativity to exist. But if you could just shine the light and realize that it is God the whole time, then the negativity falls away. What I mean to say is, kol rose v'dinim rachmanetzon, all negativity in the world, shenesav ba'olam, the rachmanetzon comes to the world, shirosham u'bekoyram hamechay oisim u'toyiv. The plug that plugs it in, that gives it light, that gives it life, is good. It's the one and mighty God. Nasa be'emes ra'a gomer. And itaka, over time, itaka became bad. But at its source, it's still good. Therefore, if a Jew is able to focus on the good and to be optimistic about his situation, misbatlim hadinim, what you're doing is you're not just making yourself feel better. It's an avoida, and that is to reveal that what you're going through is good. And once you do that, then you reveal the source, then all the external trappings fall away. It's called mamtik the dinim. And in the bottom, I didn't print it out, but in the bottom they bring down, that's the avodah of Gamzu L'Toiva. When Nochem Ish Gamzu said Gamzu L'Toiva, and Rav Akiva said, Kol Ma'adav Rachmano L'Tav Ovid, it wasn't just to make themselves feel better. It was an avodah. They worked at it. They actually believed Gamzu L'Toiva. And the more you believe that, the more it revealed, it's taka true. All you're doing is touching that source of your existence, which is Kulei Taiv. And once you do that, then the negativity falls away because it doesn't have existence on its own. It only exists because it knows you're not looking for it. That it's an illusion. It's pulling behind the curtain and seeing the Wizard of Oz. I never saw the movie, but I've been told that there was a big head there or something. I don't know. Whatever. Fill in your the timely relevancy of the Wizard of Oz. But that's the Avodah. And that's why the Rebbe was very into Trachov and Zaygut. Trachov and Zaygut is an Avodah. So the Chazon Ish, it's a different view of the Chazon Ish. It is bitachon. It's a higher level. It's the level of Hillel, Hillel Hazaken, and that is, it's not in my house. And the more you believe that, the more it becomes true. That's the avoida. To be optimistic. Optimism is an avoida. It's not just to make you feel better. It's not just to help you go to sleep. It actually makes the world a better place. It makes your life a better place. It makes it better for Klal Yisrael. That's why I talk about this all the time. The Svarim tell us, the Chida used to say this all the time, the Chida writes this, believing in Mashiach's coming hastens his arrival. Because that's the whole point. The whole point is, the reason why he's not here is an illusion. It doesn't make sense. And therefore, the more you believe in the Kulei Tov and you're able to uncover that little spark of good, then all the Ra will fall away. That's the Avodah. I think that it's very appropriate for what we're going through, because I think everyone is very nervous, everyone's very scared. Because I also personally think, while it is very scary, and there are people that feel like it's their objective to make everybody scared, I told someone today that he's like, no, he's been telling me this for a while, you see. I said, I understand, but I think now the avoid is to mechazik people, because I think people are scared enough. I think it's enough. I think people are scared enough. And turn off the media. Everyone gets it. Don't touch anything. Don't exist. Don't be anywhere. They'll get you. But lemaisa, the avoid is to be optimistic, and it's an avoidah, and to work on it. And that itself is mamtik the dinam of trachun men zayin, of tachshu toiv et diya toiv. If you believe it's going to be good, it will be good. That itself is an avoid of bitachon, of hillel hazaken. Bez Hashem, we should all be zaycha to just believe it's going to be good and it will be good. And we should just tap into this. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should reveal the toiv within all Bria. And the Ra should just instantly disintegrate. Klal Yisrael should be protected from this. It should pass along, but it should usher in the time of Mashiach. And we shouldn't know from Saras anymore. Amen.